Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks for listening to this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Friday, the Texans practiced outside at the Methodist Training Center, the last time they practiced before their game against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. And afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak took questions from the media, starting first with the status of the emotional state of his ball club.
Mentally, yeah. Where do you feel like you are, Gary, just the team? Do you feel like your confidence and all those kinds of things are still intact?
That's a tough question to answer. I mean, anytime you get beat, you don't feel good till you go play again and find a way to win a game. So, you know, I would say that we're focused right now is the way I would describe them. I mean, they know they got a big challenge on their hands this weekend, and we're going to have to find a way to make some more plays to get this thing over the top. So, I like their focus. We practice good, but we better be ready to play good on Sunday.
What, if anything, has Chris Brown done, the kicker? What, if anything, has he done differently this week?
Just extra work, John. I mean, we've actually done it for 3 weeks as far as, how much kicking we're doing, team kicking with him and stuff. But he's done a lot of extra work on his own. And, nobody knows this trade better than him, you know. So he and Joe just getting a bunch of extra work. And like I said, we believe in him and expecting him to come in and kick well on Sunday.
Have you talked to him and told him these things between the two of you?
Yeah, I had a couple of talks with him. Tried to talk with him at midnight on Monday, but he didn't answer the phone. So so I talked to him a lot Wednesday. But like I said, he's a great kid. He works hard at what he does. He obviously struggled the last few weeks as part of this league, and good players bounce back and get it done. So we're expecting him to do that.
Is helping the team right now, Coach?
D'Amico practiced, so it looks like everybody's in place to go. Moby missed. He is sick, so. And he actually missed yesterday, and none of you guys caught that. So, he's been sick for 2 days. But I'm hoping he's okay. He's back home today.
What's the matter with him?
Just had the flu. Just got sick and came in yesterday. So we sent him home, or actually sent him to the hospital yesterday, and he's at home today.
The second half against Indy there, you guys did a tremendous job, obviously, shutting them down. They'll adjust. But what was at the heart of what you did in that second half, Gary, that you can take into the game?
You're talking about from the defensive standpoint? Probably the biggest thing we did for our defense is we played better offensively in the second half. I mean, we controlled the football, and I made a bunch of third downs. And, that's what you try to do against this team because you're keeping number 18 off the field. But, our defensive effort there was pretty good all day long, and it was excellent in the first half when they kept us in the game. And then, third quarter we kept them off the field. So, I mean, it's a big challenge. You're trying to slow him down. You know, I know it's repetitive every time we play him, but you're trying to slow him down and hopefully do a good job in the red zone and find a way to get a few turnovers before the day is done.
Is Slayton starting?
John, I'm going to play him and Chris just like I did last week. Who actually lines up the first play probably – dictate on what we're doing. So, but they're going to both play. They're going to split time. So we'll see.
If you had to put one in the Chronicle for a starter, who would you put?
Chris. You put Chris. I mean, Steve.
Steve. Okay. Does his shoulder limit him at all? He said it was better.
Yeah, he's fine. He was a little sore coming out of the game and missed practice on Wednesday, even though we didn't do a whole lot. But came out here Thursday and today and told me he's fine. He practiced fine, so he's ready to go.